Hey, what's going on? This is Buck Nasty for the Buck Nasty Daily. This is the Buck Nasty number 8. So I missed this weekend as far as having sub on the show. Just our schedules didn't really line up. So I didn't have them on. We didn't record one, but we'll catch up to it. So I didn't know. And the other thing was I didn't know what we were going to talk about. So we didn't really talk much this weekend. So I'm going to do a kind of short one. Just my thoughts in general. I have seen there's been a recent, I want to say it was starting with Marvel Now, and I could be completely off my rocker on this, but there has been a shift on the Marvel side. I'm not a DC guy. Well, I read DC, but not as big as I am on Marvel. Anyways, there's been a shift with characters as far as gender reversals, race reversals. Everybody's just getting turned on their head. And within the mainstream and just people in general, there's one or two schools of thought. Either A, they're for it. They think it's a great idea. Or B, oh my God, we've lost our minds. Blah, 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 blah. So here's my general consensus on it. I don't care. I really don't. And on one hand, I think there's just like everything, there's two sides of the coin. There's A, it is a great idea. Thinking outside the box. Okay, if you've eaten pepperoni pizza your entire life, all you know is pepperoni pizza. And the moment someone throws something different on it, to you, there's only that pepperoni pizza. That is, there's nothing else. And then they go, hey, I want to throw black olives on it. Something completely different. Or I want to throw onions on it. I live in Japan. Let's throw corn on it. People you would lose your mind because that's all you know. Okay? So that's the other side. But if you expound your palate and somebody throws that whatever on it, pepperoncinis. Okay, let's for the sake of argument, so we got pepperoni and pepperoncinis. Somebody decides, hey, I want to throw a pepperoncini on. I want to mix things up a little bit. And you try that pepperoncini and you go, man, this is really good. It's still got the spice, slight of the pepperoni. It's got the spice of the pepperoncini, but now we're getting a sweetness from said pepperoncini that wasn't there before. That you didn't recognize before, you didn't even know it existed. And then you fall in love with it. You're like, this is a really great idea. And then that's one extra little thing. Now granted, that is one small step, okay? I'm not saying completely change your recipe altogether. I'm saying that's one little extra change, okay? It's still a pizza, it's still a pepperoni pizza. Now it just has one extra little doohickey. Call it a retcon if you will. Okay, retrograde continuity. Call it a retcon if you want. I don't care. That's one side of the story. Second side of the story is second thought process, you've had that same pepperoni pizza your entire life, and that's all you know. That's it. That was your exposure to pizza. You've never had pizza before. Somebody gives you simple pepperoni, cheese, marinara, bread, garlic. Call it a day. Okay. And you love that because it has sentimental value. And now somebody comes along and says, I'm going to throw the pepperoncini on it because it's boring. You lose your mind because that sentimental value that you had, that memory that you had for your first experience, has now been tainted by something different. I'll even go as far as to say they took the pepperoni off, okay? And it is no longer a pepperoni pizza. I'll go that far, okay? And I'm going somewhere with this. So you're going to lose your mind because you say, that is no longer the pizza that I knew. Pizza, that isn't pepperoni pizza. Well, of course not. You took the pepperoni off. Or, it's no longer pepperoni pizza. You're absolutely right. You are dead on target. It is pepperoni and pepperoncini pizza. That's it. Your memories of that pizza didn't go away. So, okay, so there's the two sides of the coin. Now, This is my thing. On the current change of Captain America He is now an agent of Hydra. Now, that's not been the only change as of late. I mean, you've got Thor is now Jane Foster. You've got Captain America, rather, is not Steve Rogers, but whatever the other dude is, Falcon. He is now carrying the shield as Falcon. Bucky Barnes carried the shield. You have Spider-Man is Miles Morales, half black, half Hispanic kid. Okay. You've got Gwenpool, who is Gwen Stacy, who isn't even Deadpool. Okay. You've got all these different things going. And so there's your pepperoni and pepperoni pizza. Now, in the context of Captain America, Steve Rogers being an agent of Hydra, now you've taken the pepperoni completely off, all right? And he ceases to be, you know, the pepperoni pizza. He ceases to be the guardian of freedom and justice, as it were. So my take is at first, when I first saw that, I went, there is no more pizza. There is no spoon. And I lost my mind. I was like, this is garbage. And so when this is, they've taken a dump on what, you know, what Captain America should be. But then I got to thinking about it, and I read a brief little review from Stan Lee, and I read a review from somebody else, and they said this was the greatest thing ever. This is new. This is fresh. This is Marvel now. This is all new, all different. They thought it was a great idea. So then I got to thinking about it, and I thought, why is it a bad idea? What makes somebody that we've always known to be one thing, now something different, what makes that a bad idea? And some people would say, oh, well, it's because he's now fighting for the bad guy. He's no longer what we thought he was. That's fine. It's a story. You know, I get it when, in the context of, it is ruining your thought process. It could ruin the sentimental value. But it doesn't change the fact of why you fell in love with a character. Okay? Really and truthfully, I think you want to look at it like this. Why did you fall in love with a character to begin with? Why did you like said character at the start? What drew you to said character? I'll say Jane Foster, Thor. I think that is a great idea. We still have Odin's son. He's still around. You know, I'm very excited to see what's-his-nose Nick Fury said to Thor, to Odin's son, on the moon to make him drop his hammer. I can't wait for that to come out. I think it's an awesome idea. And especially the fact that it's Jane Foster. Of all people, Jane Foster is now Thor. I think that's great. Not change for the sake of change, but adding something different. Thinking outside the box. That's the biggest thing. Is you can tell the story so many times, so many different ways. I'm not saying it's going to get old, but after a while, you need to change things. You need to shake it up a little bit. You need to think about it from a different perspective. And if you really were into said character, if you really were into it, then it may even make you love it more. Because now you've seen a side of something from a new view that you didn't think of before. It goes back to my pepperoni and pepperoni pizza. You didn't think about it before. Now you're like, well, wait a second. Because there are some things that, you know, in the pepperoni that may make the pepperoni pop. That may make it jump out at you. That may complement that thing. In the context of Jane Foster being Odin's son, now we're going to see sides of Mjolnir that we never saw before, or as far as I know, that we didn't see before. Because now Mjolnir is working with Jane Foster in ways that Thor, that Odin's son, never got it to work. And he made the comment. Because now Jane Foster, she is using Thor, or she's using Mjolnir, excuse me, not just as a bludgeoning instrument, not as a bludgeoning tool, but as a part of her. And it's because of Mjolnir, by the way, Mjolnir is sentient. And granted, it doesn't talk, it rumbles. But Mjolnir is. It's not just a tool. So Mjolnir, for lack of better words, and if I understand the magic correctly, Mjolnir chooses who is worthy in some context. Now, it depends on who's writing, but Mjolnir will choose. And because it chose Jane Foster, it will work for her in ways that it wouldn't work for Odinson. So there is one context. Now, currently, to date, I am not reading Captain America because as in the standalone series, Steve Rogers, because I'm reading other issues. But so I have no idea what we will see about Steve Rogers that we didn't know before. And for all intents and purposes, this very well could be, he could be under the guise of Kubrick. Well, we don't know. He could be under some spell or something. Yes, the Marvel has said, this is Steve Rogers, this isn't a dream, this isn't a hoax. That is very possible. That is very, very possible. But we don't know. Now, Kubrick does alter reality. So when Kubrick did alter that, it is very possible that Kubrick may have, and I could be saying the name wrong, very well could have altered Steve Rogers' reality, where his reality is he actually was X, Y, and Z. So that's just my take on it. In the realm of Spider-Man, being Miles Morales. Now, Miles Morales has been Spider-Man for a while. But in the context of Spider-Man was dead. There was no Peter Parker. So Miles Morales picked it up. So long story short, and I'm cutting this kind of quick, but long story short, get over it. Don't let it change. Don't let the changes in characters, don't let that change your view of that character. And, you know, if you got a problem, and it's, I'm not going to tell you have to read this. That's just my thoughts on it. I'm going to continue to read them. I think it's goofy, but I will continue to read them with an open mind. Like, oh, okay, you know, I'll take a look at it. But that's just my thought on it. So there you go. There's your short and sweet and to the point, my take on the alternate variations of our beloved characters. So that's all I got for today. Deuces.